A reflection by Lou Lotz for the fourth week of Advent, based on Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 56. The term Magnificat refers to A. Mighty Mouse's arch enemy, B. The lens of the Hubble Space Telescope, C. The heroine in the Broadway musical Cats, or D. Mary's song of praise in the Gospel of Luke. It's D. Trust me on this. Mary's song of praise in the Gospel of Luke is traditionally known by its Latin title, the Magnificat, because of that verb in the first line, "My soul magnifies the Lord." The Magnificat is a song about change. There are a whole string of switcheroos. God puts down the proud and helps the humble. God unseats the powerful from their thrones and elevates the lowly. God sends the rich away empty but fills the hungry with good things. God is an agent of change, a shaker of the status quo, a turner of tables. The Magnificat reminds us that God is not nonpartisan, as the church often tries to be. God loves us all, rich and poor, powerful and powerless. But in the tumult of history, God takes sides. God sides with the poor, the powerless, the persecuted. If you are poor and powerless, there is real joy in the prospect of God turning the world topsy-turvy, putting down the mighty and exalting the lowly, filling the hungry and sending the rich empty away. But let's be honest. If you are prosperous and well-to-do, you are not going to celebrate God's passion for table-turning because you're the one sitting on the table that's about to be turned. What to do? We can't change the Magnificat or God's nature to suit ourselves, but we can change ourselves. Suppose our first priority was to help the poor learn to farm and feed themselves. Wouldn't that make it a lot easier for us to sing the Magnificat? Suppose we didn't just pray for the poor, but actually did things to alleviate their suffering. Suppose families and churches invested time, effort, and money in agencies that serve the needy. Wouldn't that make it a little easier for us to sing the Magnificat along with Mary? And wouldn't we be blessed in the process? What transforms Ebenezer Scrooge from a mean, miserly wretch into a radiantly happy man? He takes sides with the poor, Bob Cratchit and Tiny Tim. Scrooge discovers the joy of giving, and in the end, it is Scrooge himself who is most blessed. "I am as light as a feather," he cries, laughing out loud. "I am as happy as an angel." Can we Scrooges sing the Magnificat along with Mary and Tiny Tim? Sure we can. At Christmas time, anything is possible. Let's talk about it. Have each family member rewrite the Magnificat in their own words. Find the Magnificat in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 56.